Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app. Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
You know how we talk about old people food, like our grandparents used to try to give us.
Hey, I'm sorry, I used the wrong thing, didn't I? Because we're on extra funny now. Yeah, I hit the wrong button. Okay, here we go. Let me turn it back up again. Damn.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Y'all know how we talk about old people food, you know, that our grandparents used to try to get us to eat and stuff like that, that you would go, oh, no kid is going to eat right. That. Like salmon patties and black cherry walnut ice cream.
My go-to on that is always your grandmother nut ice cream, black cherry walnut. That's okay. That's okay, Nana.
Yeah. But, I mean, just the back then, thinking about eating a salmon patty would just be disgusting. But now, I think I'd probably like it. I mean, as a matter of fact, I would like it because I've done it before, made salmon patties. But I didn't, you know, I used real salmon, not the canned salmon and all, or mackerel or whatever my grandparents used to eat. You take the salmon fillets and throw them in a food processor and chop them all up. That's how you do it. But as a kid, I would look at those salmon patties in that black iron skillet as my grandparents were cooking it, and those big old ass onions hanging out of them, stinking up the house. Nasty.
It's amazing when you think about what your foods that your kids eat, or our kids have eaten, TJ, that we didn't even have access to as a kid.
I know.
There was no soup. My daughter used to love sushi. There was no sushi in my town of Pineville, Louisiana.
There's still not sushi in my town of Winfield, Louisiana.
Yeah. No. At the grocery store?
Mm-mm.
You can't even get like little sushi trays at the grocery store?
I doubt it. I mean,
sushi. My son orders salmon all the time. Loves it. I mean, even when he was, you know, younger, he would still get salmon. It's like, man, when I was 15... I didn't even know they had salmon. you couldn't get salmon at most restaurants in Alexandria, Louisiana.
You can have crappie or crappie.
Can't be. But there is an old person food that I love and always have. Jell-O salad.
Jell-O
salad. Really? They make different types of Jell-O salad. Not the kind, you know, Ace, when we would go to the Piccadilly cafeteria in Louisiana, and they'd have just that big clump of Jell-O that was sitting on lettuce, and they would have, not like that salad, but they call it, it's like a fruit salad of Jell-O. An elderly lady or a seasoned citizen and older American, whatever they're supposed to be called now. That Riggins actually turned me on to, that does recipes and her granddaughter videos or and all that, and she always ends each demonstration by saying, "Now shine for Jesus." She's real old school Southern, and she made an orange cream Jell-O salad the other day that I can't wait to do it.
Really?
I'm looking for a reason to do it because it's got Cool Whip and orange Jell-O and vanilla pudding all mixed in with it, and mandarin orange. I mean, it looked delicious. That's just not something that a person in their 20s would go, you know what, I am craving an orange cream Jell-O salad.
I cannot wait to make that this weekend.
And the brilliance.
Everybody come over. I'm going to have some orange Jell-O salad we can all enjoy.
Because my grandmother, my dad's mom that lived in Louisville, Kentucky, she was a great cook, and I remember she made this orange cream Jell-O salad thing, and the brilliance of it was is that it wasn't, they didn't count it as a dessert. They counted it as a side salad. Like it went with the meal.
Really?
Yeah. And it had, she didn't even use Cool Whip. She used Dream Whip, which is a little powder that you get and mix it up, which I still, if you're going to go to the trouble of making Dream Whip out of a powder and then mixing milk or whatever you do with it, why not just get the heavy cream and make your own whipped cream? But anyway, it was delicious. She was putting walnuts and stuff in it, so I'd have to eat around that. Yeah. But the adults loved it.
But that would count as the salad on the plate?
Okay. Yeah, or one of the salads, yeah.
Kind of like at school.
Mm-hmm. Jello salad.
Yep. Jello salad.
And the comedian that my wife and I love, named Leanne Morgan, she always talks about going and visiting her little mama and daddy in Tennessee and making Jello salads for them because they love them. But that could even just be Jello with fruit in it. You know, that's considered a Jello salad. Hmm. You don't even have to have the whipped cream and all in it.
That's initially what I thought of when you said that. Is it just Jello with fruit in it? But the one you described sounds delicious with vanilla pudding and Cool Whip orange Jello. That sounds awesome.
Shine for Jesus. And you remember that old bullshit they used to give us at school, Ace, that was just like shredded carrots and it had a vinaigrette in it with raisins? Raisins. Did you ever know any of the students to eat
Nobody ate that.
A bite of that? I mean, even the kids that were dirt ass poor.
Yeah.
And about the only true meal they had in the day was the school lunch and breakfast or whatever. They're not even eating that bullshit.
It was always wet.
Yeah,
because slimy. And I remember when you would clean your tray off, that would just kind of slide out as a clean. You're like, ugh, just seeing that makes you never want to eat that whenever you get it again.
And now that I know about food and everything, I'm guessing that that's what that was, some sort of a vinaigrette dressing on it.
I don't know. It was,
and then it had all those raisins. I mean, it was disgusting.
Raw carrots?
Raw carrots mixed with a dressing and raisins all in a big ass bowl, and then they would just spoon it out onto you because they had to give you a vegetable, I guess,
and according to
the rules.
It looked exactly like it sounded. It was like that face you're making is the face every kid made. I mean, it was there, elementary school, middle school, high school. They kept putting it on the tray. Well, only difference was in high school. When I went to high school, you had the option. If you saw it was coming, you could get the regular tray, or you could always get a hamburger and fries.
Yeah.
And if you saw what was coming, you're like, I'll take hamburger and fries today.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they might as well have just mixed up those giant bowls and then dumped them right in the trash can. Because, nobody was eating them.
He's 100% correct. Ooh. Nobody ever ate that.
Ugh.
But it was gross when you would clean off your tray, you'd watch it. It was just kind of, like as a clump, it would kind of, like slimy, slide off the tray.
Or they'd put it in the round part, and then you couldn't get it all out. Ugh. But yeah, I don't think I ever saw a kid even try it.
Yeah.
I mean, we would never have that at home.
I'm still blown away by the fact that I could eat pizza and corn and not just absolutely just shit my pants every single day. I'm like, what was my body doing in high school that is it's definitely not doing now? I'm like, that is remarkable. And I think about this. It was like corn and, like
you would pizza. You would think it's the reverse. You would think today your body would have strengthened somehow and gotten better, but in reality, you're working in reverse.
Yeah, here's a great idea. Let's add pizza, corn, and then chocolate milk. Stir that shit up in there and just, it's amazing that I just didn't.
Just imagine that, though. You get a pizza delivered to your house, and then you go and grab, what is that, Promised Land? What is it called?
Promised Land chocolate milk.
Yeah, as much as you love that, that being your beverage with pizza.
I would just die. I think that's what would happen.
Get a pizza delivery and go, you know what? I got a can of corn I can open up in here, too.
Let me just take all this food and then dump it right in the toilet. I might as well.
But I'm wondering why they never put the corn on the pizza. They might as well have just, I guess because a lot of kids didn't even eat the corn. But
yeah.
The pizza always had that, for lack of a better explanation, like a grainy crust.
Yeah.
That's cornmeal.
It would just flake off or whatever.
People romanticize
sticking to the pan.
Okay.
It's cornmeal. Yeah.
People love reminiscing. They're like, oh, that pizza was so good. I guarantee if you go back and eat that pizza, it is not that good, but they love to, romanticize it.
Pizza day was always a good day, but in hindsight, that was not good pizza. You knew then. This pizza is not great compared to the pizza you would go eat it. For us, it was like at BJ's Pizza House or whatever.
Anywhere.
But see, I didn't know because we didn't have a pizza place in my town.
Yeah, y'all didn't have a Domino's or anything like that.
The only other pizza we had was frozen from the grocery store. It was those Totino's or Tony's, whatever those things are.
When we first got a Domino's pizza in my town. It was in the middle of town, and I lived just outside the city limits, so it was still when Domino's did 30 minutes or less from the time you called. And I remember when they first opened, we would call them, and they were like, you could have to meet us at the gas station, because they wouldn't guarantee 30 minutes or less, because we lived just a little bit too far outside.
That sucks.
So it's like, okay, if I want Domino's, I got to get in the car and drive like 3 miles up the road to meet him at the gas station to get the, yeah. pick up the pizza.
Or they'd say, well, we don't, you just don't deliver to your area.
Yeah.
Man, that would suck. But when we had that pizza, that was just, that was the best.
Yeah.
Up until, you know, I got to high school, and then we had gumbo every Friday that was really good. But the pizza day, and when is the last time y'all have eaten something that wasn't a like a dessert or a soup type thing with a spoon? Like, would you eat that corn with a spoon? You know, well, little kids eat with a spoon all the time.
You had to eat that corn with a spoon because mm-hmm. it was in that little round tray. You had to kind of, you know, you had to yeah. get a move mm-hmm. on that thing, scoop it around there mm-hmm. to get it all.
My little friend Jenny eats most meals if she had, which most of her meals don't require utensils. We've talked about that. But if it's something that does require utensils, most of the time she wants a spoon instead of a fork.
Just, it's more efficient, like yeah. shoveling it in.
Yeah. It looks so weird to me watching an adult use a spoon on solid foods that's not a soup or something.
Really? Yeah, yeah. It is odd.
It's like, crazy.
Like rice or corn. Mm-hmm. But anything. It is easier with a spoon, though.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah. But it, whatever it is, if it requires a utensil, 9 times out of 10, she's taking a fork when everybody else is using a... I mean, she takes a spoon when everybody else is using a fork. And I do think it's just so she can get it in there faster.
Yeah. It's like a little shovel.
Mm-hmm. Just craziness. But I'm making corn and pizza tonight. I don't care what y'all say.
But it's, take pictures of it.
Mexican corn. You know, that Mexicorn. Del Monte Mexicorn.
Yeah.
With pizza. It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, 2 great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.